Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And first, let's take a look back to 2009 when Star Trek was brought back to us by J.J. Abrams. And we got to see how James T. Kirk became captain of the Starship Enterprise and how he continued the legacy of his father.
My name is James Tiberius Kirk.
You've always had a hard time finding your place in this world, haven't you?
Are you afraid or aren't you?
I will not allow you to lecture me.
Then why do you stop me?
I like this ship.
It's exciting.
The wait is over.
Now, even though there are Trekkies across the globe, this was a giant risk for J.J. Abrams. If he did this wrong, he would have had all those super Trekkies raging against his ineptness and his complete lack of ability to understand the greatness that is Star Trek. Then you have the Star Trek newbies. If this didn't stand on its own as a sci-fi entertainment extravaganza, they would have totally checked out. So did it all work? Absolutely. Newbies and Trekkies alike were mesmerized by this movie. Dare I say, this thing was brilliant. The story was compelling, the acting was spot on, probably because the actors were a perfect fit, and the experience was pure joy. I still can't get over how perfect the story was told. I was laughing, I was on the edge of my seat, and I was totally in. There's just nothing better than a great entertainment experience. And now, 4 years later, J.J. Abrams has brought us his new Star Trek adventure, Star Trek Into Darkness. This time, the Earth is facing complete annihilation by one of Starfleet's own. Captain James T. Kirk and the entire crew are faced with a choice that they may have to sacrifice themselves to save our entire world.
Darkness is coming.
I request permission to go after him.
We're outnumbered, outgunned.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I only know what I can do.
The ship's dead, sir!
No ship should go down without her, Captain.
I believe in you, Jim.
Now, when they make sequels for movies that are so great, they run the risk of the sequel being lackluster, let down, and pretty much a giant bummer. Well, I have to tell you, this sequel has not one tiny bit of those problems. Since the relationships were all set in the first movie, they come straight at you in this one with full-on action, drama, suspense, emotion, and anticipation. This one is darker than the first one, obviously, given the whole complete annihilation thing, but there's still lots of humor, the story's totally engaging, and there's some familiar things for you Trekkies out there. Then, of course, the special effects. Could not have been more amazed by them. I totally believed every single second of every single thing, which causes a problem. Everything in the theater seems so real that everything outside the theater now seems like total make-believe. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Star Trek Into Darkness is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.